This is an interview with Lynn Kremen for the Youngstown State University Northeast Ohio Legal Services Project by James Callen at Youngstown, Ohio on April 22nd at 3:30 p.m. To begin with, Lynn, could you describe your background, where you were born, where you went to school?
I was born in St. Elizabeth in Youngstown and went to school in Struthers.
And graduated from high school in Struthers?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other education beyond high school?
I went to YSU a few years for secretarial studies.
And how did it come about that you started working at Legal Services?
I sent in a resume. I was called in as a temporary, and then I was hired.
When was that?
14 years ago.
1978?
It's probably close.
Okay. Had you ever worked anywhere else prior to that?
I worked part-time for Attorney Clemente while I was going to college in Struthers. And that was all.
Could you describe what it was like when you first came to work at Legal Services?
Well, the place was little. A lot of people were just like in one room. You were given a typewriter. There were just boxes and boxes of files and filing to do, and just did odd jobs. And I can't remember when we got big, maybe 2 years after or something.
When you say little, what do you mean specifically? What were the facilities like? And
I think there was just a couple typewriters with maybe Hazel, Mildred, and Bertha. I think we were all in one room. Maybe two rooms, but I just remember one room. The attorneys might have had a room. You and Bob, I think that was it. I mean, I try to remember that far back, but I just know it was little. I just know, you know, I was told to stack these files and put them all in some sort of order, and I did them all wrong or something, so I had to do them all over again. But I don't know, I did them the wrong direction or something. I don't know what I did. But anyhow, but it was fine. The people were nice. So.
What were your responsibilities when you first started working?
I think I was called in mainly for filing and doing some typing. I think Bertha and Mildred at the time might have already been paralegals working with clients. I'm not quite sure if Hazel was a paralegal yet or if she was a typist. Or she could have been a paralegal because she was the first one here. They might all have been paralegals and needed a typist. I was just called in for typing and filing.
And who was working there at the time? Beside Mildred, Hazel, and Bert.
I'm pretty sure Bert was there. That's it. And you and Bob is all I can remember. I'm not sure if Fred Culver was there or not. I just can't remember real well.
What did, beside the filing, what were your job responsibilities?
Whatever anybody told me to do, just like now.
Well, what did you do mostly?
I'm pretty sure I typed. Yeah, I typed. They might have started sending me here and there, like for filing or different things, you know. I was only 18 or something. I just think I typed.
You worked for a short time in a private law firm in Struthers?
Yeah. I can't even remember how long. It was part-time.
How did working at Legal Services compare to that?
Well, it was better. No matter where you go, you're always told what to do. And there was a lady at the other law firm, of course, that was full-time and been there a long time. And basically, it was just handing me stuff to do, fill out some tax forms or type this or do that. And then it was basically the same. I mean, nobody was not nice or anything like that. I was just the young person and just told what to do. So.
Does anything stand out in your mind during those first few years in terms of things going on in the office?
No, the office was nice. I mean, it wasn't good looking or anything, you know, and it was just a couple old rooms in the building, and but the people were nice. The office was nice, so.
How about anything that was going on in the office? Did anything stand out during that period?
No, not that period, no.
Okay. What are some of the major changes that you've seen go on here since the time you started?
Well, I think it's better now. It used to be better before, too. We're not getting into the whole Bob and Margie thing, are we? Okay.
You don't need to.
I'm good. And it was good. It was good then, and it's nice now, too. It's better with more people and more attorneys and more staff.
What major changes have occurred in your job responsibilities over the last 10, 12 years?
Well, not much, because I've been on a part-time for 10 years. So basically, I've just typed for the same people, did things for the same people, except now I do more typing, and I still do inputting and timesheets and everything, even though I don't have to. I don't do as much filing at the courthouse or anything. I'm supposed to keep up with the typing.
How about changes in the way you do the typing in your work?
I really don't have a problem with it. I don't.
Well,
if I could think of a change, I mean.
How's the computer and the word processing affected how you?
Oh, that's real good.
Do your work.
Yeah, that's real good. That's a lot better. A lot better than a typewriter. It's just fun. The only thing is, since I got back from, right now I've got to go into their offices to get work, where before there were baskets out, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, how's the computer helped or changed what you do?
Well, it's helped a lot. Right now I just did repetitive letters for Dawn. And it's just helped a lot in every aspect, with the time, with the cases, with everything. Probably couldn't work without a computer. Nobody here could. Not anymore, anyways.
Have you noticed any changes in the types of clients or the types of problems that we handle today as opposed to when you started?
Probably the clients are a little more, I don't want to say normal, but I don't have another word to describe it. Maybe when I first started, we used to get most of the people who were just walking around downtown with not a whole lot to do. We have a lot of people now that, because we have a lot of poor people in Youngstown that, like, I could be poor in 1 month, you know. I could lose my job, or Tom could lose his job, or our insurance benefits, and I could be poor easily in just a matter of 1 month and start losing everything. And you're getting a lot of all those people now, everybody. Who's losing jobs and coming in. I'm not cutting down the other people we had before. I mean, I think we just used to get more people that used to come in for a cup of coffee or to sit down or somebody to talk to for a while, mm-hmm. compared to the amount of people we're getting now who really need the help real bad, because a lot of people are so poor. So, and I think a lot of us here would be real poor real quick too.
Right.
Do you know how much I pay for daycare for 1 month? $400. That's part time for my two kids. Isn't that a lot?
Yes. Has that affected at all how you interact with clients or the work that you do?
Has what?
The change in the types of clients.
I don't have that much interaction with the clients other than relieving on the phone and some who walk in. To me, the clients are nice. Like these young men come in for them child support packets or whatever, and you don't look at them and say, ooh, who's that or something. I mean, they're nice people, you know. And sometimes I think some of the people might feel embarrassed coming here, some of the ones that might have lost things and everything, and they know they're going to legal services. I kind of get the expression on their face or the feeling like they're embarrassed to be here. And one day somebody came in that's kind of like related to me distantly, and I made some copies for him and everything, and the whole time, like, I pretended like I didn't know him and he pretended like he didn't know me, just because I didn't want to embarrass him. And, you know, and he looked kind of embarrassed to be here, and I knew he recognized me, but I didn't say anything because, you know, because I was working, he wasn't, you know, so you're not gonna.
Have you noticed any change in the attitude of clients when you deal with them on the phone or when they come into the office as compared to the way it used to be?
I can see not bringing them all into the office because we have just too many. And even as far as the phone calls, you get your clients that you can't get calls back to or something, that get mad or whatever. One thing the client should do and doesn't do is never write down who they spoke to. And they should do that all the time. I think actually we probably need about 2 or 3 more attorneys and a couple more support staff. I hate to do automobile accidents, bankruptcies, some consumer problems, more consumer problems than what we do now. Because these people, you go to a private attorney, it just costs a lot of money, it costs a fortune. I couldn't afford a private attorney for anything, absolutely nothing. I mean, we couldn't here. So. Not that we want to take away all their business, but we don't want to take away the private attorney's business, so it's tough, but I don't know. If the people can't pay, they can't pay them.
Do you get a sense when you talk when you're answering the phone and when you're talking to clients, of any change in their attitude either towards legal services or the types of problems that they have?
No. The only ones you get mad on the phone are the traffic tickets and the criminal. And that's because you tell them to get a court-appointed attorney or to call the bar or whatever. But we can't do those.
Do you ever get any idea when you talk to them over the phone how they view Knowles?
Well, I think they expect to just call any time, any day, and just have someone available. I think most of them are satisfied. Almost all of them are. Any kind of help we can give them at all, make them happy. Because they're getting something, they're getting some help. So.
Since you've been here, what are the major changes that have taken place as far as you're concerned? Either in
just a lot more staff, different staff too, and we have the new boss. He's fine too. I haven't figured him out completely yet. But I'm getting there. These days.
What changes would you make, or would you have made over the years if you had the chance?
Tough, because I'm not, and if I was really dissatisfied with my job or really felt bitter about anything, I'd probably have a lot to say, but I like what I do. I like the working part-time. I like coming in and doing what I do and just keeping busy all day and getting things done and then going home, and I just, can't think of that much that I would change.
Well, not necessarily because you don't like them, but what you see other things, even if they're not connected with what you do directly, that you'd like to change?
Think anything. I really can't. I mean, even as far as attorneys go, I can't think anything.
What's it like being a working mother and having your kids in daycare?
Oh, God. It's not as hard as I thought it would be. I had a problem this morning with my three-year-old. He decided he didn't want to go, and he wouldn't get into the car seat, and then he wouldn't get out of the car seat, and then he wouldn't go into the building, and then he screamed for like half an hour at the top of his lungs, and the whole place could hear him all over. The little one's real good, so she doesn't give me any problem at all at home or anywhere, or in the car or nowhere. I feel like mostly all I do is work and clean and take care of the kids. I don't really, what you can say, have any fun. Isn't that terrible? Even on the weekends. But then I have a husband that works 6 days a week, you know, with only one day off, and it doesn't leave a whole lot of room for that much fun. So, plus in between, you got all the doctor's appointments and all that stuff in between on my days off. And it takes a lot of my money. But I still have to work.
What's a typical day at work like for you?
Well, for me, it starts at 7:45 because for the life of me, and I can't figure it out, I can't seem to get here any later than that. No matter what I do in the morning, we just have a routine. We all wake up, we all get ready, we all leave the house, and we get in the car, I drop the kids off, and I'm here at 7:45, and I can't help it. So I have the whole office set up and a lot of the work done before anybody else even shows up. I can't get here any later than that. And first thing I do when I come in is set up the whole building and make all the coffee and everything and turn all the lights on and turn everything on and turn on my computer. And then I do everybody's filing and the filing cards and everything in everybody's baskets. And then I go through all the typing because there's nobody here. So it's a good chance for me to get through all that and put things on my desk to do. And then I go upstairs for 5 minutes. And then I come back down and there's still nobody here. Of course, I keep the doors locked. And then I just start doing some typing or doing whatever. So, until an 8:30 person shows up.
What's the rest of your day like?
From then on? I really don't do much. I don't talk much, so I can't really say. I think maybe if I worked full time, like 5 days a week, maybe I would sit and talk more to the attorneys or even the support staff. But being that when you're 3 days a week, you really don't have that much time to sit around and talk. You know, I mean, it just seems like if you're 5 days a week, you have more time. So I don't talk much. I just do my work. I make like one phone call. I leave for lunch and I go to lunch and you talk, but you can't go and sit down in somebody's office and really get to know somebody or talk to somebody unless you have a problem. Like today when I had a bad day with Dan, I spoke to someone to make sure that that was a normal reaction for a child, because I don't know anything about that stuff. If anybody else's kid ever did that, you know, or anything. Because I didn't know. And I do always have that fear of them calling me. I mean, they did one time because he had the flu and I had to leave early and I had to go home. And I just got back to work off of disability, and then they're calling me and they're telling me I got to pick him up. And it was just awful. It was really awful. He was real sick though. I had to pull over 3 times on the way home. And it was just awful. And then you have to worry every time you're here that they're going to call for one or the other and tell you that you have to pick him up. So you can't take no vacations either. You have to save all your time. But when you're part-time, you can vacation on your days off, I guess. Oh, and then the rest of my day, okay, so I go to lunch and I relieve on phones and I do some typing. I mean, I do the work. I mean, we talk, but we do the work. And then at 4:30, I turn everything off and I go home. You know, but I always feel good at the end of the day, except for days that you get a headache from like doing timesheets half the afternoon or something. But and everybody gets those. You feel good. You feel like you got a lot of work done. Everything's all nice and neat, and everything's out for the day. I mean, I don't leave, you know, feeling dreaded like, oh geez, you know, when I get back, I got this and that and everything else to do. I mean, I leave knowing I've got everything done for that day, and whatever I got on the time that I come back to work is fine. So. But I don't talk a whole lot. So.
You said you went to secretarial school down at YSU.
Mm-hmm.
Did that prepare you to be a legal secretary?
Kind of. I mean, I learned how to type really well, and I did know shorthand too, but I can't quite remember it now. I didn't have any computer training. I don't think computers were that big at the time, so I got all my training here. Well, it made me confident enough to do what I was doing when they first called me in to be a temporary, so I can't say that it didn't do anything for me, because it did. And you have to know the skills in order to be able to do anything. And but you got a lot on the job too.
What kind of courses did you take at YSU?
There's a lot of the general courses that you have to take, and those were all taken. Then you have to take the psychologies, or maybe I just wanted to take the psychologies and stuff. And a lot of typing courses, a lot of shorthand courses, business communications, just a lot of business and secretarial, whatever they had at the time.
Has being a legal secretary been what you expected?
Yeah, it has, because if it wasn't, you can find another job. I mean, who's to say, even though you're legal secretary, who's to say you can't work for a doctor or something?
What was it like back here in the late 70s when the office was involved with the steel plant shutdowns? Do you have any memories from then?
Yeah, I remember coming in on weekends or staying late and really trying to get a lot of work done on that and watching the news, and it was a real hectic time. It wasn't hectic as far as... I mean, I was married, but I didn't have no children. That made it a lot easier, and I just remember doing a lot of typing. Plus, we have different computers, and you have to learn a different computer, and I remember being here later, and somebody trying to help me out with the computer to get things done, and all of us rushing around trying to copy things, and jumping in the car and getting them where they're supposed to go, and everything. I thought it was exciting, though. I did. I think that was probably the most exciting time. Here.
Anything else like that since?
No, it's not that what you're doing isn't exciting. I mean, well, maybe it isn't all that exciting. I mean, you're doing typing, and it's for a lot of different things, for welfare, for that value, for different cases and everything, but nothing. I mean, when everyone worked on that steel case, everybody kind of worked together, and it was just a lot of fun to see what was going to happen next, and it was just really, really exciting. And the steel workers coming in all the time, and just, it was a nice time. And you probably really felt like your work was appreciated at that time, It was a lot of fun. You felt a little closer and everything. Now, I guess when the office is a little bit bigger, things can be a little bit more distant and a little more just everyday stuff with not really that much of a thrill, but just really that was a fun time.
What do you remember most from that time?
Well, I remember going to the courthouse to some of the hearings, and I really thought that maybe something could be done to keep some of the people working. I really did. But I don't know, now I think around here even more stuff is going to shut down, so.
How about the way the office has been operated? there been anything that you've thought that's been particularly good or particularly bad?
Well, I don't know if there's really a lot of things, some things that I want to say that I would really want on tape. I mean, seriously. I know this is probably all probably basically pretty boring. You talk to some of these other people and they're probably going to have a lot of stuff they're going to want to say and a lot of things about the way they feel, and it's probably going to be much more interesting, especially if who's ever going to type this. But I just I always, at first, I felt uncomfortable because I was one of the only, not one, well, because I was part-time, but then a lot more other people went part-time. So that put a lot more part-timers into a group where you didn't feel so insignificant anymore, because all these other people are either so much of a percent of work time as you or something, and then everybody started becoming a little bit more important regardless of how many hours they worked. Really, I really don't have a lot to say on that. I just, some of the other people are more strong about their views about things and about the way things should be or the way things are, and they'll probably say a lot more, especially some of the support staff, because the support staff is really even pretty much more outspoken than the attorneys are, and I think they'll probably say a lot.
What's the relationship been like between the support staff and the attorneys over the years here?
And the attorney?
And the attorneys.
Oh, I think it's good. It's good right now. I mean, the female attorneys we have right now are really nice. And, the male attorneys are basically the same. And, you'd probably be considered the quiet one. And Elliot, you can yell at him. I mean, he's so reasonable. He could be very unreasonable and get you very mad, but you can just come right out and just tell him, or you can tell him if you're having a bad day or anything. I mean, I think the female ones we have right now are real nice too. I think for a while there, though, when we were having that little bit of trouble, I think we all really got, like, really close and everything. I think it seems it's just a little bit more distant now, and I don't know why. I don't know if there's just not a lot of get-togethers, or if people feel like you've got to work twice as hard now because you might be being watched or something. I don't know. It's just people aren't as close as we were there for a while. I guess you can't stay that close forever, not unless you have something to stay close for. You know. So there is a little more distant, but because everyone's so busy. I mean, you know, everyone's running around here in their office with the door shut, taking all these phone calls, and everybody's so busy. So.
How about the way decisions have been made in the office over the years in terms of how they affect people? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, how long has Don been here?
Well, probably 2.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tries to scare you. He tries to tell you, you know, this or this or that's going to happen, and this is what I want. But you could usually get him to back down a little bit, I think. Even with the smoking issue, I mean, it's good the way it is now. It's actually even better than before. I don't know how many people would say that are smokers. I mean, even Diana smokes, and she's been up a couple times. It's like, you know, before, you know, whenever anybody came to your office, you felt guilty, and you felt like, you know, you had to wave your hand or keep the smoke out of people. You had to watch how much was going up and make sure you weren't all smoking at the same time and you're out in the middle. Now you can take 5 or 10 minutes, you can go upstairs, you can put your feet up, and you can have peace and quiet. And nobody will bother you, and nobody will say anything about your smoking or get on your back. And then you come downstairs and you finish your work. And it's really a lot better. So I actually like the arrangement better than being able to smoke at your desk. So that worked out real well, and Don did work that out, at least until we move. But as much as as much as we talk about moving, I don't see that happening too much in the near future. And we could be surprised, but I still don't see it happening real soon. And then just with other issues too, with the benefits, so we're gonna have to cut these or get a terrible policy. We try to basically keep things. We all try to work out different things, but we usually could agree.
So. Have you felt over the years that you've had an opportunity to get involved in the decisions that affect you?
Yes.
Why do you say yes?
Because there's always meetings. And everybody can talk during the meetings. And people around here feel so strongly about different things that they do talk. So. And everybody cares about the work and about the office, and they do. And everyone has an opinion on just about every issue.
Including you?
Mm-hmm.
So if we put you in charge today, what would you do? Differently.
Well, probably get Dina some help with value, but Don's working on that. Just to free her up to be able to work on her cases. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't have this real thing like for Dina or anything, you know, like I just think she used to produce a lot more pleadings and a lot more letters, and she just doesn't have the time to do that now. At least I notice it because I type for her. And what else would I do? I think Dawn's really understanding with the whole complete staff about a lot of things. The support staff sometimes confuses me, but everybody has a different way of working, and like I said, it's not really an issue that I'd really want to get into, because I do like the support staff. Any other changes? Dawn does have like awful lot of like paperwork and mailings and stuff, more so than I think we've ever had in this office before. But I think that's just his way of working. So there's nothing that really could be changed. So maybe get that a fundraiser in here someday like he wanted, eventually.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that you think is important?
No. Like I said, I think everything's okay. I mean, we have to talk to somebody that wasn't happy with it. I think it's fine. The work's good, and there's a lot of it. I mean, there's just nothing I can say.